2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Talking further on Kia's light SUV, the five-door high-riding Stonic, good-looking from any angle, are now the number two seller to Toyota's Yaris Cross. I drove the mid-spec, six-speed automatic Stonic Sport at 26,490 drive away, which, like the entry S model, features a 1.4-litre non-turbo 74-kilowatt four-cylinder engine with 133 Nm of torque at 4,000 revs. Earlier in the year, I tested the top-spec Stonic GT line with 1-litre 74-kilowatt three-cylinder turbo, but with 172 Nm of torque from a low 1,500 revs. The drivability of the two is like chalk and cheese. The Sport model's automatic dances up and down the gear ratios on a heavy throttle, whereas the GT line with 33% more torque is the Stonic to own, well worth another $4,000 at 30,490 drive away. But as I said earlier, the Kia Stonic Sport is really nicely equipped for the money, and despite the performance disappointment, has some really appealing qualities. Economy-wise, I manage 7.5 litres 100. The ride and handling is composed with precise steering and braking, and it features a nice collective of active safety elements like autonomous emergency braking, driver attention alert, and a rear-view camera with dynamic parking guidelines. The warranty, 7 years unlimited kilometre. I'm David Berthon.